This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. He claimed he was an FBI agent, and he was described as the mysterious cowboy hat-wearing suspect wanted in connection with the string of felony vandalism incidents, an attempt to run over an employee in the parking lot of Walgreens, and at least five brandishing incidents in and around Eureka. On Wednesday at about noon, officers from the CHP, Arcata and Eureka Police, and sheriff's deputies were part of a traffic stop near the KOA on Highway 101. They contacted and then arrested 50-year-old James Pawlik, who was wanted in connection with a series of crimes committed across the county over the past 2 weeks. Warrants for assault with a deadly weapon related to the Walgreens incident early Wednesday morning and at least two warrants for felony vandalism had been issued for Pawlik's arrest. He was booked into jail with bail set at $75,000. Pawlik, who was on active probation, has a history of mental health issues and has a criminal record for violent and erratic behavior in Shasta County. There were several small fire incidents that had Humboldt County firefighters jumping yesterday. Fire crews were called out to the safety corridor on Highway 101 at just after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon on a report that a forklift being carried on the back of a truck was on fire. The incident initially forced the closure of the number one lane as firefighters extinguished the blaze. The truck driver was able to escape to safety, and the freeway was fully open to traffic by 2. At the same time, the forklift burned. A small brush fire on the Manila Dunes had Arcata and CAL FIRE crews on the move as well. About an acre of brush burned in the wind-whipped blaze, and firefighters dragged out a few thousand feet of hose and deployed a dozer to reach the seat of the fire, contain it, and then fully extinguish it. The cause of that fire is undetermined. The mercury is expected to reach into the triple digits inland over the weekend, and that means the fire danger inland is going to rise as well. Forest Service personnel and Trinity Fire responded to a report of a wildfire at the Ruth Lake Recreational Campground yesterday morning. They found a quarter-acre blaze, and the fire was determined to be human-caused, but firefighters were able to extinguish the small fire before it could spread. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a possible gunshot victim at a residence in the 300 block of Union Street in Eureka on Tuesday evening, just before 6 o'clock. Deputies contacted the victim, who was injured and appeared to have suffered a gunshot wound. Now, the 32-year-old man has described his assailant as an adult male, Hispanic or Polynesian, who was wearing dark clothing. No other details on the suspect or the motive for the attack have been released. Motorists and residents in southern Humboldt can look forward to some major road projects scheduled to begin next week. Currently, work is being done on Shelter Cove Road from Thorn Junction to Matole River Bridge. On Monday, work begins on Evergreen Road from Redwood Drive to Tunnel Road. On Tuesday, the intersection at Humboldt Avenue and Empire Lane will be closed during business hours while work is completed. You can expect 15-minute delays due to road and lane closures. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In March, the Board of the Humboldt Community Services District approved a water and sewer rate hike for the next 5 years. Water rates will increase by just over 52%, about $13 for the average family residence, and just over $5 per year for sewer service. Services District Executive Director Dave Hull spoke about the process that led to the rate hike, one that involved a lot of behind-the-scenes work between staff and consultants hired to look at the district's finances. Hull said one of the key questions was how to implement the rate increase.
We hire these consultants to look at all the information that we have available to us, all the financial information, all of our needs, all of our capital improvements that we have coming up, and then pull that together in a package that says, okay, for the next 5 years, this is what you need. Then there is some discussion, and this is what our board spent 3 meetings on, is how do you break that percentage up over that five-year period?
Hall said that emergency repairs and maintenance needed this year at the wastewater treatment facility drained district coffers and were part of the rate hike talks.
In our case, one of the drivers was the need to build back up our reserve. So the rate consultants and the board discussed all this, decided the first year we would go ahead and bump it up high, and then it would drop down for the next years 2, 3, 4, 5. It would be a very tiny increase compared to year one.
You can listen to Dave Hull talk water and sewer rates on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.